Thank you and good afternoon. The Sheriff's Office and the State Department of Fish and Wildlife are searching for two suspects involved in a shooting that resulted in multiple shots fired, followed by a short vehicle pursuit and a disabled vehicle. At just past midnight on Sunday near Highway 36, a Fish and Wildlife warden spotted two suspects poaching a deer using a spotlight, a method of shining the light into an animal's eyes before shooting it. The warden attempted a traffic stop when one of the suspects opened fire, and did so several times during the short vehicle pursuit. The suspects crashed their vehicle into a tree and were able to flee the scene while assisting law enforcement were en route, and they remain at large. No injuries were reported, and the sheriff's office is leading the investigation. The county elections office has never been in a convenient place, but that will change next week when the office opens its new location on 6th Street in the Humble Business Plaza located off of Highway 101. The new location will allow visitors far easier access to parking and services, and the entire office will be housed on one floor. The new office will also make it far easier to pick up and drop off election equipment. Election staff will be in their new digs next Monday, August 29th. Eureka residents may notice more PG&E-labeled Ford Explorers throughout the city as crews conduct gas leak surveys all this week. The surveys began today as PG&E introduced new leak detection technology that is considered far more accurate than the typical equipment that has been used in the past to identify natural gas leaks. Crews will be surveying 3,500 service meters and 38 miles of gas pipeline in the area of the Sequoia Park Zoo, which includes portions of Rosewood, Myrtletown, and Cutton. Health centers across Congressman Jared Huffman's district will receive funding after more than $895,000 in federal grants were distributed. The Redwoods Rural Health Center in Humboldt will receive $80,000 in funding, while the Karuk Tribe will receive $24,000. More than $200,000 will also be distributed amongst four health centers across Mendocino County, while Southern Trinity Health Services is slated to receive $17,000 in funding as well. The money came from the Affordable Care Act's Community Health Fund. Dan Squire has road funding news.
The California Transportation Commission has released the latest round of project funding allocations, and despite the ongoing perilous status of the roadway, no money for the last chance grade was included. There is $7.4 million allocated for the repair and construction of new retaining walls along Highway 101 north of Big Lagoon, and another $3.3 million for culvert repair and rehabilitation in Willits and Leggett. $16,000 has been allocated to Crescent City for the construction of a new multi-use pedestrian trail and bike path that will run parallel to 101 in Crescent City.
Thank you, Dan. The sheriff's office arrested 31-year-old Hooper resident Harwood McCovey at a local casino after receiving a tip Friday night. Earlier that afternoon, Eureka police listed McCovey as a suspect in a recent string of bank robberies in the city over the past several weeks, and McCovey also had a robbery charge pending out of Shasta County. McCovey was arrested and booked into jail and will face numerous charges. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Time now for Our Community News. In this month's Our Community News, we've turned the focus to the troubled section of Highway 101 south of Crescent City, known as the Last Chance Grade. It's taken the cooperation of a coalition of residents, business owners, and local elected officials across the region, including Curry County, Oregon, to gain the attention of state and federal officials about the problem. If the roadway were to fail, a distinct possibility, and an event that happened in the 70s, the impact to Humboldt, Del Norte, Mendocino, and Curry counties would be deep and lasting. Even a temporary failure of the roadway, a slip-out per se that shuts down traffic, would mean an immediate impact to local businesses, particularly because of the interruption to trucking. The basics and not-so-basics of everyday life get into and out of the region via trucking, and it's estimated that the additional miles trucks would have to travel would cost about $1.3 million per day. Add in the lack of access for personal vehicles who travel across the region for recreation, and the numbers become quickly staggering and impact our communities. The Yurok Tribe held its annual Salmon Festival over the weekend. However, it was the first festival in the event's 54-year history where no salmon was served. That was due to water conditions on the Klamath River and the very low fish numbers, and also due to the fact that this year's salmon run is expected to be one of the lowest on record. The lack of mature salmon left the tribe without enough fish to use for the ceremonies. The recent discovery of the ick parasite could mean more fish could die off from an already dwindling stock. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.